The Napoleonic Era. Napoleon in Exile, 1815 to 1821. Napoleon's Companions, Baron Gourgaud. Now, the last principal member of Napoleon's entourage that I'll be talking about was 32-year-old Major General Baron Gaspard Gourgaud. He was on his way to England on the HMS Slaney with Napoleon's letter to the Prince Regent. From the age of 18, Gourgaud had led a strict military life. An artilleryman, like Napoleon himself, at the beginning of his career, Gourgaud had risen rapidly in that branch of the French army. After the Spanish and Austrian campaigns of 1811, he became Napoleon's orderly. He had fought in Russia, where he was the first to enter Moscow. He also was the one who discovered a mine planted there by the Russians. And as a result, he was made a Baron of the Empire. Impetuous, ambitious, and impatient for action, he had been wounded in battle several times. And in January of 1814 at Brienne, he had earned the rank of colonel and became a commander in the Legion of Honor for saving Napoleon's life by killing a Cossack who was charging Napoleon. After Napoleon's first abdication, he retained his commission under Louis XVIII. But like so many of the military, he defected to Napoleon when he returned from Elba. Gourgaud accompanied Napoleon to Belgium and fought at Waterloo, where he saw his hopes of becoming a Marshal of France destroyed by Napoleon's defeat. On St. Helena, he would serve as Napoleon's secretary, while Napoleon dictated part of his memoirs. Several disagreements between Gourgaud and Baron de Montholon caused Gourgaud to return to France in 1818, where he worked to try and gain for Napoleon better conditions. Louis-Philippe promoted him to general, and in 1849 he actually entered politics. He died in 1852. Now, he wrote a memoir of Napoleon on St. Helena and is the St. Helena Journal of Baron Gourgaud, 1815 to 1818. So, we've gone through that. So, Napoleon's court in his exile and on his ship was this. Bertrand was the Grand Marshal. Napoleon's aide-de-camps were Gourgaud, Le Monde, Montholon, and Savary. And the Counselor of State was Las Casas. In carrying out their duties, they did their utmost to foster and maintain an aura of royalty that preserved for Napoleon some measure of the imperial prerogatives that he still claimed and that he wished to impress upon others. It also clothed them with a dignity they would not have enjoyed otherwise. Now the five of them, Gourgaud was the head to England on the HMS Slaney, on board the HMS Bellerophon, along with Madame Bertrand and Madame Montholon, set about creating a courtly atmosphere within the area of the ship allotted to them. It's not exactly the easiest thing to do. In the after cabin and the anteroom, the protocol of the court of Napoleon applied. That meant no one was allowed to enter after the cabin, the aft cabin, except on the express invitation of Napoleon, whose wishes were usually made known through General Bertrand. Dinner, only those invited by Napoleon ate at his table, and all were seated as Napoleon indicated. That applied not only to the French, but to his English guests. Dinner was prepared for Napoleon by his maitre d'. He had his own cook. It was served in French fashion on Napoleon's silver plate. After Napoleon retired, either one of his aides or his valet slept on a mattress stretched across the doorway of his cabin. Now, in the old days, Napoleon's Mameluke protector, Rustam, had that job. But he's not on the ship. He did not go into exile. So we have somebody else guarding the door. So at this point, we have the background to all the characters and see how they interact, because there's obviously going to be a lot of friction between these people as we go into exile. And so next we'll look at the, shall we say, the deck etiquette and how the crew reacted to Napoleon, which is quite interesting. Needless to say, the British soldiers knew that they were doing something really special, and to get to see him all the time for the number of days that he was on the ship was really special to them. Now, the sources for this are the 50 Days of Napoleon's in England by Duhamel, Napoleon After Waterloo by Thornton, and Napoleon St. Helena by Gilbert Martineau. So I hope you enjoyed that. And as always, don't forget to come by the website, summahistorica.com or historyaccordingtobob.com. Ask a question, leave a comment, check out the CDs, check out the souvenirs. I think it's back up, I'm not sure. And if you like what we're doing, please feel free to support us. Thank you very much.